Now to South Carolina, which is experiencing the biggest measles outbreak the U.S. has seen in decades. Public health authorities in the state say there are now more than 970 cases. NPR's Maria Godoy visited Spartanburg County, that's the epicenter of the outbreak, to find out how it became a measles hotspot.
Ambling through the quiet countryside of Spartanburg, you can get that been to church and going for a drive kind of feeling. Small towns, lots of land, and now, an unprecedented measles outbreak.
You got it.
To help us understand what happened here, we meet up with Angela Edwards.
I'm a community health worker here in this great Spartanburg, South Carolina, where we are in the middle of a health epidemic.
Edwards is giving us a tour of various schools because most of the measles cases are in school-age kids.
This is one of the very first schools where we actually had students and families in quarantine.
The vaccination rate at this charter school is only 21%, far below the 95% needed to prevent community outbreaks. And this is a big part of the problem. We drive past town after town with schools that have seen falling vaccination rates and hundreds of unvaccinated kids under quarantine.
So it's all right here.
Spartanburg is a solidly conservative part of the state where vaccination has become wrapped up in politics. So we drop in on Republican State Senator Josh Kimbrell.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good to see you. Good to meet you.
His home is not far from a local middle school that's seen dozens of students quarantined.
Sorry for the delay. It's been a crazy day.
Kimbrell has been thrust into the debate over the measles vaccine. He describes himself as deeply Christian, conservative, a firm believer in parental rights. But he thinks the situation in Spartanburg has gone too far. It was over the holidays when he realized just how serious the outbreak had become.
I was worried about it when I learned about a teacher who was in intensive care through the holiday season and nearly passed away, and I knew her family. That was really a moment for me where I said, all right, this is getting out of control.
Kimbrell fired off a letter to the district school board that said, look, this crisis is a danger to public health. We need to re-examine school vaccine policy. He says he understands why parents have grown more skeptical about vaccines in recent years.
I think the government's response to COVID was so overbearing that it broke down trust.
He says many people in Spartanburg pushed back against lockdowns and COVID vaccine mandates during the pandemic, and that distrust lingers.
So damn the torpedoes. We're not taking any MMR vaccine or any vaccine, period. We don't believe in doctors anymore, and that is a really dangerous position to take.
That attitude is reflected in the growing number of Spartanburg parents who are opting their kids out of school vaccine requirements, including the MMR, measles, mumps, and rubella vaccine. Today, nearly 10% of students in the county have what he calls a religious liberty exemption.
You know, I know people who probably haven't set foot in a church for 5 years who suddenly decide it's a religious liberty exemption. I'm like, well, I don't think you have a whole lot of religious reasons. It's just you don't want to do it. Okay, that's fine, but just say that.
At a local cafe called One to One Coffee, we meet up with a parent, Gene Zakharoff. He's also the cafe owner.
Yeah, this is our coffee shop. We have a crepe station here on the
left. We sit on the patio, just down a ways from his church. He's one of those parents who got a religious exemption. Zakharoff is part of a large Slavic community drawn to Spartanburg by its conservative politics and sunshine.
A lot of people don't believe in vaccines.
He says it's common among people from the former Soviet Union.
So people that live there, they have a big distrust in government, to say the least.
He and his wife didn't vaccinate their two younger children. They worried about potential side effects from vaccines. But now they've changed their mind. Their 13-year-old daughter was recently exposed to measles at a friend's house and spent time in quarantine.
You know, it doesn't hit you until you actually come in contact with something like this. You're like, well, thanks God my kid is all right, but, you know, what if she wouldn't?
He's not the only one changing his mind. As the measles outbreak exploded in January, local pediatrician Stuart Simcoe says his phone started ringing.
So I've had several patients in the last several weeks who have said no to vaccinations in the past, who have reached out and said, hey, what do you think about the MMR? What do you think about measles? It's in our backyard.
Simcoe tells parents that the vaccine can prevent serious complications from measles, like brain swelling, pneumonia, and something called immune amnesia, where the virus wipes out parts of the immune system, leaving kids vulnerable to new infections for several years. And parents, they're listening.
A lot of people are changing their mind. Not everybody.
The rise in new cases has slowed, but to reduce the risk that the virus could take off again, even more people will have to get vaccinated.
State Senator Kimbrell says that's challenging when vaccines have become so polarized and the reasonable middle is being drowned out.
You have the hard left that says, put a needle on that arm. We don't care if you strap them down. Okay, I don't agree with that. The other side is going to say, hell no, not taking the vaccine, no matter what. You can mix it in with my yogurt. I'm not eating it. Those both are not helpful.
After all, he says the virus doesn't care if you're Republican or Democrat. Maria Godoy, NPR News.